The Coast Guard icebreaker Healy is on its annual mission in the ice pack north of Barrow. Next month, a group of technology specialists will come aboard with drones and submersibles to test Arctic oil spill response capabilities. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
There's been plenty of debate over whether anybody can really effectively deal with an oil spill and broken ice. So far, testing has been limited to temperate environments. But now the U.S. Coast Guard's Research and Development Center in Connecticut is ready to try some field testing in Arctic field conditions, says Chief Scientist for the mission, Rich Hansen.
We've done 3 years of field trials in the Great Lakes during wintertime while we had ice there to try out things, find out what works, what doesn't work.
The Coast Guard will use two kinds of submersibles and a pair of small remotely piloted Puma aircraft to help guide the operations from above the ice. It is testing a brush skimmer that will simulate picking the oil up against the ice edge. Simulate is the key word here. All the oil is imaginary.
We're not putting any oil in the water. I want to state that up front. You know, this is all simulated. So, you know, go out and look from above. We'll also put an unmanned underwater vehicle in the water.
The submersible developed by Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute is designed to detect, measure, and map oil, which Hansen says can be a complicated business.
As these pieces of ice melt, they tend to roll over and stuff. And so if there was an oil spill and they started rolling over, they're going to be trapping some of the oil underneath them. So we need to find out where all the oil is, what's on top of it, what's in the water against it, and what's underneath it.
That submersible stores all its data and delivers it when it's retrieved from the water. A separate submersible will operate in real time with a camera watching how the skimmer performs from underneath the ice edge. The testing will also look for how to minimize disturbance from response vessels maneuvering and at how the information from all their sources would be mapped and coordinated. Some environmental groups are welcoming the tests. The Pew Trust's Arctic Program head Marilyn Hyman points out that all of this applies only to the government's part of a spill response, and the adequacy of the equipment the oil industry has for responding to spills is a separate issue. Hyman says it shows a good commitment that the Coast Guard has put these tests together at a time of budget sequestration, and Hansen agrees it was quite a challenge, but he cites a whole alphabet soup of government and other agencies that are pitching in.
All of them are coming to the table self-funded for their portion and stuff. So, you know, the Coast Guard's R&D budget probably couldn't have afforded to bring all this together if we went and, you know, paid for it all ourselves. But we went to our partner agencies like the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, NOAA, and all agreed, you know, yeah, let's make this work.
The spill test crew plans to be in Barrow on September 7th or 8th. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.